How many of you ought to look back on your own, look back through the car, walk back through the corridors of your memory and say, thank you, Lord, because the one that I wanted wasn't the one that I sure wanted her. I sure wanted him. But when you look at them now and look at where you are now, look at where they are now, you say, Lord, I sure do thank you. I thank you that somebody else got him now. I wanted him so bad, but. I thank you somebody else got her. Good God from Zion. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Let's pour. He says, go, do what I tell you to do. Verse 7, and the men which journeyed with him, they stood speechless. They heard the voice, but they didn't see. Which this encounter was only for Paul. When Christ comes to you, it's just for you. It's not a time for you to go out and tell everybody, the Lord spoke to me. Jesus might just want to talk to you. Because, watch this, what God has for you, talk back to me, is for you. Anybody getting it yet? See, what God has for you, it is for you. You need to know that Christ has some personal blessings.
Yes, he does. Amen.
Your blessing sometimes isn't for everybody. Sometimes the blessings that he has for you is might just be just for you, but for your enemies to see.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. Or Ms. Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary, a family serving families.
Robinson Family Mortuary is now located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. Hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Robinson Family Mortuary, a proud sponsor of this program.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking needs. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Your life is a wreck. Your car is a wreck. Will your family be next? At Hunter & Beck, it's not about the money. It's about respect. with Hunter and Beck, you get experienced trial attorneys. 318-487-1997 or 800-448-8614. And remember, at Hunter and Beck, you get Hunter and Beck.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
This is Pastor Harry Cooper from Live Big Ministries at Hollywood Presbyterian Church, and we're inviting you to tune in to our new time on Mondays at 12:30. That's Mondays at 12:30 p.m. And Live Big, we are equipping, encouraging, and empowering you to live in victory every day.
A strong voter turnout can bring tax dollars and grants to your community. That's why it's so important to vote on April 28th.
The key to our representative form of American democracy is the right to vote. When you cast your ballot, you make your city stronger. Do your part. Vote.
I'm Ricky Rashiel, Alexandria City Marshal, and I approve this message.
The Alexandria City Marshal is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Second Bethlehem Baptist Church family, under the leadership of Pastor Rodney G. McNeil, will host its annual spring revival starting Tuesday, May 1st and ending Thursday, May 3rd, each night at 6:30 p.m. The revival theme is Let God's People Renew Their Strength. Tuesday night, the Mount Calvary Baptist Church is the site with Reverend Ronnie Humphrey.
But only through Christ can the sun shine through the rain. Man can't make that happen.
Wednesday, it's the Mount Olive Baptist Church with Reverend Willie Dunkley.
As you look at the story of David, you'll find five powerful truths that we need to grasp in our fight for sexual purity.
Thursday, the Mount Harmon Baptist Church with Reverend Doug Randall. The revival is the kickoff to our pastor's sixth anniversary to be held Sunday, May 6th at 3 p.m. Reverend Joseph Martin and the Second Union Baptist Church family will be our special guests. The revival theme is celebrating the laborer that dwells among us. Please come out and fellowship as we worship the Lord in spirit and truth. For more information, contact Secretary Benita Gaston at 318-416-7988. The Second Bethlehem Baptist Church is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT.
Heritage Road Funeral Home and Memorial Park, located 1352 Bellevue Road, Leesville, Louisiana, where your family is our family. It's family owned and operated by Laura Simeon and her staff. Will help you through every step of the funeral process. Their goal is to eliminate stress that comes through experiencing the death of a loved one. They provide traditional service packages, cremation services, and affordable burial plots in their cemetery. They can serve you from anywhere in the state and out of the state, and accept all insurance policies over a two-year status. They provide life and pre-need insurance to help you pre-plan for life's unexpected situation. And grief counseling as you feel life is a little difficult after a loss. For more info, Heritage Road Funeral Home and Memorial Park, 1352 Bellevue Road, Leesville, Louisiana. Their number, 337-392-0083. Once again, their number, 337-392-0083. Heritage Road Funeral Home and Memorial Park are proud underwriting sponsors of KAYT.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Like a policeman traveling through this land, he's serving a death notice to every woman and man. You're gonna need a lawyer. If I were you, that's the next thing I would do. Just tonight. One day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what?
Can't run.
Can't hide. No,
there's no need to try.
Is a lawyer, one that never lost a case. If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd make haste. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what?
Can't run.
Can't hide. No need.
There's no need.
No need to try. Don't know.
You don't know when
or
how he's coming.
You
just can't.
One more thing you see. He'll take the babies from its mother's breast. He'll take the rich man. And everybody else, take mothers, daughters, father and son. Sometime he won't stop till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. No need,
no need,
no need to try. You don't know. Your number, he knows where you live, knows when you leave, and when you come home. Can't run, you can't hide. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible day. One day, God called a man by the name of Jonah, said, now Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tosh. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep. But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind and he told the wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high. Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time,
said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man, and he's downstairs, he's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah, and Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, how can you sleep and we in a storm? Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, I ain't gotta call him, I ain't gotta call him. He already know, you already know that I'm trying to run and I'm trying to hide. He said, well now, Captain, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and threw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. It don't make no difference how low you get. God will always hear you if you would call him. I dare you to call.
Let it be done. Sometimes life gets you down, and it seems like there's trouble all around. But if it's in your will, Lord, let it be done. I know it seems like the sun will never shine. Seems like that old devil, he wins all the time. But if it's in your will, Lord, let it be done. Somebody lost a mother and father today, and it seems like this world is gone astray. But if it is your will, Lord, let it be done. Lord, I know that if I put it in your hands, I know you've got the master plan, Lord. If it's in your question, God, he's in command. One thing for sure I do know, he knows my path and he knows my future. He's ordered my steps and taken control. If it's in your will, Lord, let it be done. Put it in your hands. Yeah, you've got the master plan. So don't question God. He's in control. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's the author
and the finisher.
Where is he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me. He'll deliver you, yeah. Just like he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old.
Strength.